Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, rest, joy, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Today, I want to talk about, I just finished up Tabitha Brown's book, Feeding the Soul, and it led me to this place where I wanted to talk about just how we value ourselves, So the title of this, which is a work in progress, but I think I'm going to stick with it, is valuing others more than I or we value ourselves or myself. Is this you too? But I want to talk about this because it's something that still comes up for me. And I'm like, if this comes up for me, I want to be in a place where I can have these type of honest, raw conversations because it may help someone along the way, another Black woman that looks like me, in her journey of healing, of love, of blooming, of abundance, and like all those things, right? Good health, good mental health, good physical health, like all these things are all connected. They're all connected, in my opinion. They're all connected. So I want to be able to have these kind of conversations with you. So this is a hard conversation for me too. So if I pause for a second, I appreciate in advance you giving me that space to sort my feelings, sort my thoughts, because again, I take this conversation very highly. Whew. So valuing myself has been and was really, really hard. It has been, and it is sometimes, and it was a really, really hard thing for me to do. And I guess as I go through my notes here, I'll kind of touch upon some things about what I'm doing now to kind of do this work. But literally it was just about, or one of the things that it was about was, because again, I've said on the podcast several times, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, by the way, which is available on iTunes and Spotify. I don't think I said that before. But it was really just me not liking myself, me putting others ahead of me like they were better than me, they were smarter than me, they were like anything that you can think of. Other people were that, but it was never me. I was never, in my mind, I was never those things, And there were several things that I would do, and sometimes I still do, which is one of the reasons why, and I think I might have mentioned this in last week's episode, like I did not want to do video because it was me having to be vulnerable and put my imperfect self out there. And that's not always easy for someone to do, especially if you struggled in the past with like insecurities, with struggles and being in survival mode and just having like hardships and things like that. Like it's not easy to be vulnerable, because sometimes vulnerability, I always have a hard time saying that word, vulnerability, if you are vulnerable, if you drop your guard, it can mean, you know, it can sometimes make the difference of you being safe and not being safe, being punished, not being punished, being mocked, not being mocked, going with versus going without, feeling like you're loved versus not feeling like you're loved, and a whole bunch of other things. Okay. But yeah, being vulnerable can be
it can be hard, especially when it's not celebrated, like how men are told not to cry, how women are told to like push themselves to the side, like just different things, you know what I mean? Being vulnerable doesn't always make you feel safe, respected, appreciated, loved, supported, you know, different things like that. So yeah. For me, it was just a way, like I would make space for others, but it would be hard for me to make space for myself. Like literally not making my needs a priority, my wants, how I want to live my life, what things or people I wanted in my space, what things I wanted to experience, like that to me, like I would just kind of like always defer that for one reason or another. And sometimes I will be conscious of this, like knowingly doing these things. Other times, a lot of times, I feel like it was a very subconscious thing. When, at least for me, you get into a habit of doing certain things over and over again, you don't even really question it. You don't even really question it. You just do it. You just know it's just better to go along. You learn to, for example, read someone's behaviors. You know what a facial expression might mean. You know, you just learn to learn. You learn to realize people's cues. Like I feel like I became very good at understanding someone's behaviors. Their patterns, things like that. And so if you want to avoid certain situations or you want to avoid feeling some kind of way, you just kind of start to build certain habits that again help to keep you safe. I'm doing that in air quotes. And you can become very guarded, you know, in those situations as well. But yeah, just making space for others, literally, like I would let that be my priority and my needs would just be lower on the totem pole, at least the needs that I really, really, the needs I really, really needed, if that makes sense. Hopefully you're following what I'm saying. So that was one thing that I would do. And again, doing it because I would just not value myself, not see my own worth. Okay. Something that else that I would do sometimes is I stopped like really taking care of my opinion, taking care of my appearance. I would not take care of my appearance. I don't know why that's a tongue twister. I would not take care of myself and take care of my appearance. There will be times I would do that. Like in other words, I think it was a form of just kind of like going into my shell, kind of withdrawing. Maybe that was a part of my depression as well. And also just hiding myself. I learned that because, especially when I was younger, I'm not saying that I have that now, but when I was younger, I would definitely like hide myself sometimes because I had like this womanly shape. I had like the booty, you know what I'm saying? The boobs. I was thin, you know, I had the quote unquote shape when I was younger. And to the point where I vividly remember being maybe about 13, 12, 13, somewhere in there, and just having like men kind of maybe really just leering and lusting after you, which I think is absolutely disgusting. Or sometimes like I vividly remember having like there would be a guy driving down the street and he would like circle back and come back and try to talk to me and things like that. You know what I mean? And for me, that just wasn't it. Like I just was not, especially at 12, 13, 14, like that just, I don't know, that just wasn't me. So I know that I did hide myself. Like I wouldn't take care of my appearance. It was a specific season where I actually, also because of what was going on in my home life, I gained a lot of weight. And if you know me and you've seen me in person, you know that I'm basically I'm only 5'1". To me, that is super short. And I do not carry a lot of weight well. Now, while I am still to me overweight, for my own personal reasons, including like I've talked about before, just inflammation and my joints, like I'm too old to be carrying this amount of weight, this extra weight, because it's starting, I can now start it to feel my body breaking down in certain areas, like my knees and different things like that. But even when I was younger, I got up to a really heavy weight for me. And I feel like a part of that was because of everything that I was going through, was that on top of that, it was me trying to hide myself. I really just did not value myself. I didn't think I was worthy of being here. I didn't think that I was good enough to even like exist on this plane for a season of my life. And so I would just eat my pain away. That was one of the ways that I was able to kind of like compensate for how I was feeling about myself. I think that, or I believe that how you feel about yourself on the inside is going to manifest itself in one way or another on the outside. Not only did I have the like financial problems and stuff that I've shared on the podcast before, but also just like eating away that hole inside that hole that I had inside, or the way that I felt about myself, it showed up physically on me. Especially I'm thinking back to this one season of my life where I really just kind of like, I stopped caring about the way I looked. I didn't care if I showered. I didn't care if my hair was all over my head. I didn't care about the weight. Like I just kind of like went into this protective mode. And a part of that again was just not realizing and appreciating my own value. Okay. And I think that can happen when you've just kind of gotten beaten down by life for X amount of time, months, years, decades, whatever. At some point you're just kind of like, what's the point? Why even bother? Have you ever felt like that? I definitely have. Like, why even bother, right? So yeah, not taking care of my appearance the way that I deserved. Again, of course, well, I'll just speak for myself. Of course, there are times that you want to put your best foot forward because you just want to be cute. You want people to acknowledge how pretty you are, or how well you've put yourself together, or, you know, that you like, you know, just like you look good. You know what I mean? Like, of course, we want that validation from time to time, or at least I do. I do. But I'm talking about beyond that external validation, just really not giving a damn, just not like just. Again, you just don't have it in you to care, because it requires energy to care. It requires energy to value yourself. To me, it requires energy to get up and, you know, do certain things regularly. Like, it takes energy. And if you are in a low state, or even a depressed state, or a unhealed place, like, you're already just using so much energy just to survive, to go to work, to pay the bills, to think about everything else you have to think of. If you have kids, take care of the kids. You know, just it just requires so much energy. So if you have to put extra energy into looking cute, like if I had to go to work, yeah, I would shower and stuff. But as far as like, there were times that I would literally just put on a headscarf. And that, well, you can't even see this if you're watching the podcast, but my hair, it would not be combed. Because it just required too much time to comb, detangle when you have really thick hair. It just takes too much energy on a good day. And so I would just put a scarf on, and it might have like a little bit of bang, but this, like, again, if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see it, but the majority of my hair like this, it would just be, the scarf will be on. I would have the knot, you know, the knot scarf at the top, but the underneath the scarf, it was just a mess. Clothes wrinkled, didn't care, just not trying at all. Again, you would get the shower and the brushed teeth, that's all you're getting, right? Because I'm just going to do my job and that's it. I wasn't trying to be cute or anything like that, but that's just what it was. It required so much energy for me to value, really, really value myself the way that I deserved. So my appearance was just, it was just extra that I didn't have in me to give. So that was another way. And again, I talked about hiding myself, but again, like I talked about in last week's episode, if I'm not mistaken, hiding myself, not only appearance wise, but not showing up like how I'm doing this YouTube, out of fear that I will be rejected, out of fear that what I had to say just wasn't good enough, or I wasn't smart enough, or I couldn't engage enough, or just, you know, that kind of stuff. So just hiding myself online. And the thing is that, as I was speaking to someone about today, like, when we hide ourselves, like, at least for me, I feel like I am taking longer to get to that next that God has for me, because I am hiding myself, and not hiding myself in a way how in the Bible it talks about hiding yourself within God and allowing him to protect you and that kind of thing. I'm not talking about that kind of like tucking yourself away. This is not that at all. I'm talking about hiding myself because I'm afraid of opinions. What will they say? What will they think? Who's gonna laugh at me? Who's gonna say you're stupid? Who's gonna talk about how you look? Oh, your hair is this, your teeth or your skin or your whatever, you're too fat, you're too dark, like whatever, I don't know. But it's just like hiding myself has been preventing me from my next. And I know that to get to that next thing, I have to continue doing the work in here. And a part of that work is me saying, you know what, I'm going to show up in this space unapologetically. I don't have to be perfect. Thus the clothes sitting on the couch I forgot about when I hit record, because I just took a load out of the dryer. But I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect. And that's just one of the ways I had not been valuing myself, is just thinking that I had to show up in such a way. Something else that I would do, and sometimes still do, being real, is like looking to others for clues of how I should be, or what things I should do, what things I should say, how I should think, how I should feel about situations, how I should present myself to the world. I feel like it's okay to get examples and to hear different opinions and, you know, that kind of thing. And to get examples of what you like, or like what's out there and available. Like, for example, there's probably 100,000 different types of candy in the world. I don't know why the food references came to me like that, but there's probably like 100,000 different types of candies in the world. How do you know which one you like if you don't kind of see some of the candies that are out there and try them for yourself? You know what I mean? But to say that you like every single type of candy because you've seen everyone like all these different candies, like, that doesn't make sense. When, for example, I'm allergic to coconut, period. I'm not gonna say that I love, I don't even know coconut candy names, but I'm not gonna, it's not Three Musketeers. What's the one? Almond Joys? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. That's what I'm remembering, Almond Joy, or I don't know what the candy is, but it would be insane for me to say, yeah, I love that candy, when I know damn well I don't, because I haven't probably even had it, because number one, it looks disgusting, but number two, it does, I'm sorry. Almond Joy lovers, I'm sorry. Oh, Mounds and Almond Joy. Y'all remember that commercial? I'm dating myself. Anyway, I digress. But it would be insane for me to say that I like that candy when I don't, because number one, it looks disgusting, like I said. Number two, I've never had it to my knowledge, because it has coconut. Why would I eat that? I can't. I can't eat those type of things that have coconut. So for me to lie to myself and others and say I love that and present as if I do, it would be me not being in integrity with myself, if that makes sense. And when you're not in integrity with yourself, you're really not valuing yourself. There's no way. There's no way that you can value yourself when you're out of integrity with who you really are. Like, the thing, make it make sense. It doesn't. You can't make that make sense. Okay. So yeah. But yeah, I would look to others for clues on how I should dress, who I should be, how I should wear my hair, how to, you know, do these things to be liked and accepted and mainstream and like I fit in. But I'm sorry, like, a lot of us, we want to fit in so badly, but you don't. And I'm saying that in a good way, not in a shady way, not in a bad way. You weren't necessarily made to fit in. You weren't necessarily made to be mainstream. You feel me? I know I'm not mainstream. I know I'm not. Like, I'm just not. If you knew how much of a homebody I was and just different things about me, you would be like, okay, she's definitely not popular, mainstream, that kind of thing. You guys know that. You guys know that. I try to name some of the top songs and shows that's popular right now. I couldn't even tell you, other than the ones that I genuinely watch myself, okay? I'm just not mainstream. And I'm learning to be okay with that. But beforehand, it really would be me grasping to try to hear what others thought about things or dress the way that others do because they're so cool, they're so popular, so pretty, they're so smart, and I'm not those things. That's what I'm thinking to myself. I'm not those things. Definitely, that's not how you value yourself. When you are discarding yourself and pushing yourself to the side to honor other people, like you're not, that is not how you value yourself. All right. So that led me to think, so how do we like start to like how do we stop this? How do we learn how to value ourselves? How do we learn to prioritize ourselves? Right? How do we stop this? How do we move forward? And so for me, it's like I had to recognize where it comes from. Because a lot of, again, like I mentioned before, a lot of the habits that we have, it didn't just start with you necessarily. It didn't just start with you. So for me, like I know that's like avoid scrutiny as well as like avoid being punished. That is something that I would do. Like I would value myself less so that I could avoid like being scrutinized, being punished. I had a big fear of not being punished. I had a big fear, and I still do, of not being accepted. I have a big fear of not fitting in. I had a big fear that I was going to experience separation or not be shown love or looking at my notes here, see if there was anything else. Yeah, just this fear of being punished, not being accepted, not being shown love, like just having this separation, right? And when there is a threat of these things, like I said before, you learn how to hide and lose parts of yourself so that you can remain, quote unquote, safe. Because it's a safety thing, right? But if safety means that you need to abandon yourself, if safety means that you have to hide parts of yourself away, like that's not true safety. And unfortunately, as Black women, of course, I want to feel safe. Black women want to feel safe in this world, but because this is an unsafe, like historically, it has been an unsafe space for us, right? It's been an unsafe world for us. So we've had to like bend ourselves. We've had to fold ourselves. We've had to hide our true selves away. We've had to pretend. We've had to wear masks, like do all these things to fit into these boxes that the world says that we should be or how we should be. And that to me is definitely not freedom. It's not wellness. It's not well-being. It's not liberation to me. It's just not possible for that to be those things when you have to pretend to be something that you're not for your safety. That's definitely not liberation. It just there's no way that it possibly could be. So instead of us needing to change and think that we are the problem, it was quite the opposite. But since our humanity was never respected, our humanity was never honored, our humanity was never supported, like that idea of others changing on behalf of Black women, like that has never really been on the table of as a possibility, right? So some things that I am doing that I want to share with you, okay? Firstly, I'm reading my notes here. Firstly, I feel like you need to get real about the areas of your life where you aren't valuing yourself because for everyone, it's going to look a little different. I've shared a little bit about, some of the things that I was talking about before, but our lives, like we're not the same person. I feel like this idea of valuing ourselves more is definitely the same, but there's layers to this. Some of my, what's it called? Some of my not habits, let's just say habits, but that's not quite the word I'm looking for. But some of my habits and coping mechanisms or coping skills won't necessarily be the same as yours, since we do come from different families, backgrounds, experiences, that kind of thing. But again, just that need for us to value ourselves more, I feel like is a universal thing that a lot of us experience. It just might look differently, okay? If you're someone that values everyone else but not yourself, I really question again if you really are valuing others actually.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
I do question if you are really valuing others or if this is just a coping mechanism instead, because just like you can't love others, if you really do not love yourself, how can you really say that you value others if you're really not valuing yourself first? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like you're really valuing others if you don't value yourself, but more so, it's more so you regard others or treat others in a way that compensates or maybe even overcompensates for how you feel about yourself. Does that make sense? I hope so. So in other words, you'll value others or think that they're better than you because you don't like or value yourself. Okay, now I'm not a doctor, not a PhD, I'm not a therapist or scientist or anything like that, like I've said many times. So take all this with a grain of salt, obviously, but this is just how I feel. And it's just what I think, okay? So here are some ways that I approach this, all right? So these are not all encompassing, and these are not the only things, but I didn't want to make this podcast episode too long because I am a little tired, like I said before. Plus, you know, we would be here all day, all right? So these are just a few things. One of the things is I had to figure out like what my personal style is and who I am and learn to lean into that, all right? So for me, one thing, I don't know if you've noticed, I'll sit up. Again, if you're watching the podcast or listening to the podcast, you won't see this, but I'm wearing, like, I don't have on really any makeup. I have on a little bit of mascara and a little bit of face powder. That's it. I have on a very dainty, simple, little teeny tiny diamond necklace. I have on a black sweatshirt. I'm literally wearing black sweatpants. Like one of my things is just wearing very neutral colors. For whatever reason, that's my thing right now. But also my style for now is just very clean, very minimalistic. That's just who I am. And that's just how I present to the world. That's how I feel comfortable. I'm learning how to show that to the world more and more, but that's literally just me. So it's like, if you want flash, if you want super heavy beauty looks, or all that glitter and glam, like on social media with the post and all that stuff, like, that ain't me. That's not, at least for now, that ain't what you're gonna get. That's just not me. You won't get that here. And it's the thing is, though, when I was thinking about it, it's like, you don't have to be okay with that. You have a million options, probably a kajillion options out there that will give you all the looks, okay, that will give you all this heavy, whatever it is that you want to see. You don't have to be okay with me not doing that. You can choose to leave at any time, but really it's not about you in that regard. I have to be okay with that. I have to be okay with valuing me and how I want to present, like what it feels like for me to put my best self forward. This is what it feels like for now to put my best self forward. The natural hair, the minimal makeup, even though I will do a lip, okay? I will do a lip, but if I don't feel like it, I won't. Just a very clean and minimalist style. That is me. That is me. For now, I don't need a lot of stuff around me. I don't need a million different looks. I don't need a million different pieces of makeup to feel my best. I'm not saying that I don't put effort into my look or care into my look, but style speaking, or just the way, I guess, lifestyle speaking, I don't need that. I still like luxury things. I still like quality things, but I don't need to have all the things. I don't need to be trendy, if that makes sense. Like that, that's just, I don't think that's ever really been me. And I used to try to be trendy. We couldn't afford for me to be trendy. So I don't know why I guess because I wanted to fit in, right? But I'm really, more or less, I would say 90% of the time, with a 10% trendy, if that makes sense. But 90% of me is just like this very clean, simple, understated, but still beautiful to me style. That's me. That's me. So you don't have to be okay with that, because it's not necessarily for you. It's for me. I have to be okay with how I show up. I have to love myself. I have to value myself. I have to figure out what my identity is and lean into that and accept it and respect it and love it. And you don't, okay? You don't, because like I said, there's a million kajillion other options out there that will feed you exactly the way you want to be fed, and they will look how you want them to look, and they will talk about what you want them to talk about, and they'll present themselves in a way that you feel comfortable with them present, or you want to see. So if that's what this is here for you, wonderful. I'm glad that you're here. If you could leave it and say, I don't like it, I don't love it, I hate it, that's just what it is. But again, it's for me. I have to be okay with this. And when I'm okay with this, I'm able to enter the world in such a way where I am more confident in how I present my message. I am more confident and accepting of myself. I am able to show my humanity in a way that it feels good to me. I want to be able to feel good about how I present myself to the world. Me coming, for example, and just having a super beat face. And again, don't come for me if one day I do come for that, because I want to try something different. I can appreciate that. But what I'm saying is that's not me 100% of the time. This, how you see me, is more me. Okay. And I feel confident being able to speak in really be myself in this way. I don't know how it would feel if I came super over the top for me. I don't feel like that's really being true to myself if I showed up that way all the time. Because like I said, when it's me around the house running errands, whatever, just a very clean look, that's it for me. That's how I feel my best usually. So again, it's not about you, it's about me. And the more me that I can be, the best parts of me you're gonna get. You feel me? So yeah, again, it's not necessarily about you, it's about me. So that's one thing, just having to figure out who I am and my style and how I feel good and that kind of thing. Something else that I would say I had to learn is to stop not valuing my work. Like, for example, this, what I'm doing right now, whether you want to believe it or not, this is work, okay? This is requiring energy. Me showing up in this way is work, and it's valuable. It's valuable. It's worth something, okay? This is work. And I really had to learn how to value this. Even though my work may not look like someone else's that's more popular, that's more loved, and you know, all those things, this is still work, period. You are still getting a piece of me, all right? This is still draining. It still requires energy. This is work. And this is still a work in progress, but I am learning to value this work, and being able to receive money is a part of that. Even though on my last episode, I told you, I'm not motivated by money. Yes, I do need to earn money to live in this society where money is valued, and this is that money is the biggest, what's the word I'm looking for? Money is the biggest, like, tool, I guess, if you will, the biggest tool to get things done, to live comfortably, to live well, to maintain health, to eat, okay? let's not pretend. But as far as like being motivated by money, like I'm not motivated by money in that way. But I still need to be able to receive money. And for the longest time, I was not okay with seeing that what I'm doing, and I've been doing this podcast since maybe like 2019, if I'm not mistaken. So at least 3 or 4 years I've been doing this podcast. But it took a long time for me to even start to value what I was doing, value the way that I was connecting, value the way that I was speaking life into others, valuing the way that I was letting my guards down and letting people in and doing my best to teach and support and love on other Black women. Like, this is work, all right? This is work. And there are some people out there that do not value what I do. And that's okay, because I value what I do. And it's taken a long time to get to this point. But like, again, yeah, being able to receive money with this work that I'm doing, lowballing myself, doing everything for free, not thinking it was important enough, like a lot of self-sabotaging when it comes to this. I don't do that anymore or as much, even though it's hard as hell. I'm not going to lie. It's still hard. It's still hard. But I have definitely made some great, great strides. Okay. And I want to encourage you to do that as well. You don't have to be a podcaster necessarily, or a entrepreneur or whatever, but in whatever things you are doing, like, learn to value your work. Learn to say, yes, these things are important, whatever those metrics are, and say, you know what, it's okay for me to receive these things. It's okay for me to ask for these things if they have not been offered. Like, see the value in yourself. See the value, honor the value in your work. Honor the value in your work, because it's important. So that's another thing. I had to learn how to stop not valuing the things, the efforts that I was doing. And I think sometimes we think that our efforts are not good enough. Maybe like when you were a kid, you were taught like it was just never good enough. Nothing's good enough. You came home with a B on your report card, or a B minus, or even a C, or even a D, but you worked your ass off for that D. You did everything you could and you still got a D, like real talk. And you take that report card home and it's just not good enough. They look at it and they're like, what's this? I see these three A's, but what's this D? Why? What is that all about? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we sometimes have been taught to not even see the value in our own effort, the value in our own works, things that we're doing. So again, you have to see the value in that and allow it to spread out It's got to be good in here though, on the inside first. All right. And again, I'm a huge WIP, work in progress with that. I'm a work in progress with all of this. Okay. Real talk. The last thing that I was saying, because again, I didn't want to make this too long, is this is also another big one for me. I'm pretty sure this will resonate with you as well, but not staying somewhere where that like love or appreciation or respect isn't on the table. How many of us have done that? What's the quote? I forget who says it. I don't know if it was Maya Angelou, bell hooks. I don't know who said this, but and I don't even know the exact quote, but something about how just knowing when to get up when love is no longer being served at the table. I know you know that quote. I know you know that quote, but that's where I'm going with this, okay? But not staying somewhere where that love, like that love for you or that appreciation or that respect or like where you're not being honored. And you have to learn, or I, speaking for myself, just having to learn how to release those situations, which I'm not saying that that's easy. It's not easy. It's kind of like, which consequence are you going to have to ultimately be okay with, right? But it's not easy always to release those situations. And for me, it was just like those situations or like just not being okay with like staying at a surface level because that isn't what I want to do. If you have been riding with me for a while, you may have been lucky enough to get that t-shirt where I said, I am not a surface level conversation kind of chick. I'm not. And I'm not saying that everyone has to be the same to be in my stratus, my solar system, or in my, you know what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying that at all. But sometimes you have to let go of situations where you are trying to get to a certain place because the dysfunction is not working for you anymore. But the situation that you're in, they want to stay at a certain level, but you don't. You want to go deeper. And so you're going to have this friction. You're going to keep bumping up against, certain parts of you that are like, no, I can't do this anymore. I need more. Sometimes you've got to be able to release or minimize those types of situations for you so that you can continue to honor yourself the way that you deserve. But yeah, I would stay places because I would want to stay quote unquote safe by putting the well-being of others before me or the happiness of others before me or just like just putting others first, period, in certain situations. I really try not to do that anymore. And for me, that has looked like, again, letting certain situations go or minimizing certain situations, as well as really just not being in a relationship with someone at all, as far as like being single. I've been single for a very long time, but the thing is, I've been single for a very long time for a whole variety of reasons from one season to the next. And I've had to be okay with that. I've had to be okay with that. I feel like, at least for now, I'm thinking that at the right time, things will kind of like fall into place. But I just cannot allow myself to just take any old thing anymore. I just like, I'm just not there anymore. I'm just not there anymore. And I would rather just continue to put myself first than just take any old thing. I just don't want to do, I like refuse to do that right now in my life. So that's kind of like where I am. But yeah, and by the way, the people that I would do that for, and you might find this to be similar, I really want you to think about this. But the people that you would do that for, where you would just kind of like prioritize their well-being all the time, their happiness, like you didn't want to make any waves, like the people that you do that for, and they were okay with that or oblivious to that. Usually they themselves are not even emotionally healthy anyway. Think about that. The people that are wanting you or expecting you to lessen your value, push your boundaries to the side, not honor and respect who you are on the inside. They want it their way all the time, or there's going to be a problem. Like just different situations and scenarios, right? But the people that would do that, or be oblivious to you wanting more, They're okay with the status quo because it's working in their favor. Usually, pretty much probably all the time, those people are not even healthy themselves. They're not even emotionally healthy themselves. They too are in need of healing. But a lot of times they don't even want to acknowledge that. They would just rather stay in the dysfunction or continue to deny for whatever reason that they are not in a good place. They don't want to go below the surface. They're not willing to do it, or they're not able to do it. So they're okay with you belittling yourself, or them belittling you, or you not valuing yourself because it serves them. It serves them, whether they subconsciously or consciously know that it serves them. But both of you, like you're both parties are being served, if that makes sense, one way or another. But it's gonna take something for you to kind of like step out of that situation, step out of that relationship that you have with yourself, so that you can start to value yourself more. That's what it is. Because me looking outside of you, right? I don't know what's going on in the inside of you, but just me looking at you, I can tell you 1,000,000% that you're definitely worthy and you're definitely valuable. But until we Oh, I just have the hiccups, excuse me. Until we, I don't know if that was a burp or a hiccup. My apologies. Until we can really take care of and nurture and love on the inner person in here, your spirit, your soul, that inner little girl that's still in there. She's still a part of you. She's still there. Until we can really start to value and love on and appreciate and respect what we have going on the inside, like the outside's never gonna match up. You will, it just won't. It's not possible. And the things that do match up, they're not real because they're being built on how you feel about yourself and the ways that you are masking and hiding and pretending and fronting, right? And I can tell you too that sometimes as you start to really value and appreciate what's going on in here, those outwardly things, they're gonna have to crumble. They're gonna have to fall. Because again, look at what you built them on. They're not sustainable. It's just not. And as those things start to be released and fall away and crumble and get destroyed or whatever, or even God just making that separation, as hard as it's gonna be, it's required because there's something else that needs to be built and built up. But that can happen until you really start getting real. So, my question to you is, do you value yourself, sis? I have a freaking gnat in here. Do you value yourself? Do you really value yourself? Or do you just say that you do because it sounds good? I was in the latter camp. I just said it because it sounded good. Oh, I love myself. I love like all this lip service because it was cute. But that cute, I mean, it'll carry you for a while, but I promise you things will start to crumble. The facade can only last for so long, and it's going to crumble, and you really need to start addressing what's going on the inside and looking for clues as to how you can get back into integrity with what you are on the inside and start living your life from that place. That is liberation. That is doing the work. That is healing. So I'll leave you with that. I feel like I'm like dashing off now, but I'll leave you with that. I really hope that this episode, or if you're watching this on YouTube, I really hope that this video edifies your spirit, real talk. I would love to hear your takeaways. Feel free to leave them in the comments below. Again, if you're watching this on YouTube, for my Spotify listeners, feel free to leave a comment on Spotify. I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode as well. And Yeah, also, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but yeah, if you want to join me on Patreon, we have weekly Bloom sessions every Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 1 p.m. Eastern and 12 p.m. Central, if I'm not mistaken. But I would love to have you. If you are a paying Patreon member, you will have access to the, I call it the Bloom Room on Zoom, and it's every Sunday. It's every Sunday. So go to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare and you can become a paying member and meet me there. All right. So with that said, I think I've said all that I've needed to say, other than thank you so much for being the best part of Brown Girl Self Care. As I continue doing this, not only this work with Brown Girl Self Care, but also continue doing this internal work that is just oh so necessary for me and for other Black women that look like me. So I thank you just for being in community as I just kind of like go through this process, right? Because it's really a healing journey. It's really a healing process. So now that's all that I have to say, other than have a blessed week, have an amazing week, and I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self Care Podcast. Take care.